The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com. Hey, it's Friday!
It's Friday!
Oh, I can start with Friday!
We can openly say it and no one's going to punish us because I'm on your side with the Friday. Even though it's a little annoying, I still kind of like how much it irritates Jason and Kenny.
Yeah, you know, they showed us that that's how they feel, so we're going to say it.
We're going to poke the bear.
Poke it over and over with
those bears.
Friday and finally, because that's the other one that we like to say now too.
Yes,
it's just fun. It just is. It's a spirit of a great day, and that's what we're gonna have today. It's gonna be a weird show today, but hey, it's all good because some things are missing,
and those are penises.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Sans Jason, sans Kenny. Both
yes.
have the day off.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. So, Dawn, how you doing today?
I'm feeling good? I'm doing good. I have an admission to make. Well, actually, let's just do this first.
I'll
tell you why.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee? How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee?
Okay, so...
how's your tea, Dawn?
Yeah, so my tea, I ran out of my normal tea that is caffeine-free, and I grabbed a tea bag that's old, was an old tea bag in the cabinet, and it has caffeine in it.
So you're feeling good right now.
I haven't had caffeine in like a year, so we'll see what happens. I think I need it today since we are doing everything ourselves.
Yes! Has it kicked in at all? Do you feel any different?
Yeah, I'm buzzing. I'm like, woo! It's almost a little trippy when you haven't had any caffeine for a while.
Well, this is going to be real good because my coffee is supercharged today.
All right.
It's that Ethiopian coffee that Panda sent.
Oh,
it's championship. It tastes so good. Nice, big, huge cup of it. It's my second cup already today. So
that is awesome.
Speaking
of coffee, really great coffee.
Yeah?
I was watching 90 Day Fiancé, which we do every day, MC and I.
Do you still have more episodes to get through?
Oh, well, you don't understand. There is the whole, like, we are caught up with the 8 seasons of the original show.
Yeah.
We're at the current season, and the second week of the tell-all is Sunday. But then there are so many spinoffs, Alexis. There are like 8 spinoffs, and there are multiple seasons. So now we're watching Before the 90 Days, and we're on season 2. Anyway, back to coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, so there's a guy named Ricky, and he falls in love with this girl he met on the internet, and he goes to Colombia.
Oh.
And he is just like obsessed with the coffee there. And I was wondering, like, what the difference is, like, if we buy Colombian coffee here, why is it so much better in Colombia? Maybe you can speak to this because you've been to Puerto Rico, and I know that they have really great coffee.
They have great coffee. Well, it's weird. If you drink it where it's grown and roasted there,
yeah,
there's just something maybe in the travel.
Oh, sure.
It's just like, I'm going to lose flavor. I'm going to, you know, like when they pick the vegetables and the fruits too early.
That's true.
And it's not that good. And you think when you're there, like, this is the most amazing, juiciest fruit I've ever had. But it's because they didn't have to pick it early and travel.
That's true. It's like the difference from getting your produce from a farmer's market or getting at the grocery store.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, but Colombian coffee is really good.
Yeah.
This Ethiopian fix that I'm on right now, I think we're going to stay there for a while. Something about African coffee. It's just... Yeah, you know, it's Mother Earth. It's cozy feeling. It's something about it. Yum. So... Yeah, well, cheers.
Cheers,
Dawn.
Yes.
Cheers. You have a big day today.
Uh-huh.
You have an appointment to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes.
I just made mine for next week, so.
Oh, my gosh. So I
signed
up.
Step to normality.
Right. I signed up for the vaccine finder and everything, and I hadn't heard anything, and it seemed like more and more people were getting it.
Yeah.
And I heard all these tricks about, like, be up at midnight and then actually change your... If you change your time zone to East Coast, your phone will say that you're on the East Coast and you'll get to do it at 11.
Like instead. An hour jump ahead.
Yes. And so I'm like, I can't do that. I am asleep,
yeah.
Believe it or not. And so
even if you're just laying there.
So I've been really trying and I, you know, have been talking about it on the air.
Yeah.
And somebody emailed Donna, heard me talking about it. Her name is Charlene, and she... said, listen, my daughter, I don't know if they'll let us do this, but my daughter can't do her appointment because she has a volleyball tournament.
Oh,
and
okay.
So if you want to take our appointment, we'll give it to you. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. I feel so hashtag blessed. So thanks, Charlene.
So how did that work? Did you get it online?
No, here's the deal. Charlene is in the medical field and she knows the pharmacist. So we are a little bit lucky. I don't know if anybody can do this, but she had a little inside track there.
A little switcheroo.
Exactly. She even knew him by first name. So,
oh, nice.
The only thing I'm worried about is that I was filling out my paperwork for this vaccine, which I think is Pfizer. And it listed all of these things and said, are you allergic to any of these ingredients? And one of them I am very allergic to.
Oh,
so
no.
I don't know if that was, I read it over and over again. And then I compared, I went to the health department's website and I looked up each vaccine and what is in each vaccine. And none of them list this ingredient. So I'm thinking that this Walgreens form might be a generic form for vaccines.
Yep.
And then they've added the COVID stuff at the bottom and that they just ask you in case you're getting a flu shot or something, a pneumonia shot or any type of vaccine.
Yeah, so, it's so smart to ask that. It's either laziness or it's hypervigilant, which I'm hoping it's hypervigilant.
Me too.
Instead of just like adding it to a form like, oh, COVID.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure, but I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
Because maybe this is the particular vaccine that they have the most of, and so they're getting rid of this. I mean, I've got all these thoughts in my head, and maybe they have some other stuff that are like, oh, you can't have this, but we actually... actually have Moderna or something like that. So
ooh,
yeah,
I'm excited for you to get it.
I'm so excited. And not to, like, anybody who's out there struggling with trying to get a vaccine appointment, I get it. Like, it's been rough. I know they just announced a bunch of appointments that are, you know, I got a text yesterday about other appointments. It looks like they're really opening up. I know that they're going to be doing them at the state fairgrounds
open? I think it's this weekend or early next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So we will all be more relieved and feel a little bit better about, because we have, everyone's coming back to work here on Monday.
I know. That's a whole nother thing, too.
Oh, my gosh.
How that's going to feel for, especially you guys who have been there. And they're taking such caution. So,
oh, yeah.
I hope you feel safe and everyone's going to be good. And
the thing is that
fun to see everyone.
It'll be great. I don't think we should all be in the same room like we used to be. Crammed in that little prep room.
Eating donuts and stuff.
I mean, whenever I go into the prep room after the show to do stuff, Holly leaves. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, she's, you know, Donna and I have, like, been together through the whole, we just prep in the same room because we feel like we're far enough away from each other and we're wearing masks. But hey, you know, there are a lot of cubes open because they had to let, you know, unfortunately, people go all over, not just on our staff, Ryan and Donnie, because of cuts, but all over our business.
Sure.
So there are other cubes I've been scoping out. I'm like, why can't Alexis go in that cube and I go in this one? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll find a way, girl. Yeah, we will find a way.
I just don't want B. Arthur to yell at us because she...
Oh, why would she?
Well, you know, sometimes she just does.
Like, because, don't sit there.
I didn't tell you could sit there. You know what I mean? Like, that space is reserved for this person and you don't know and you're like, sorry.
Oops, sis, my bad. That would be me too, right? Who sits in the wrong spot.
Yeah, and since Donna and I are really the only ones, Donna and I and Grant, we see B. Arthur, she takes all of her aggression out on us because she doesn't have anybody else to yell at. So sometimes we really get yelled at for things we didn't even do, like things that like Lori and Julia did. And we're like, what? Why are you yelling at us?
It wasn't me.
She's like, nobody can do this. And we're like, we didn't do it. Jeez. But she's been under a lot of stress. So we just kind of go, sorry. Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully this week she's had it off. So she's had a lot of time to
just relax,
meditate and not sleep.
Yeah, not think about
binge
things,
watch stuff, and
oh, God.
Ooh, yeah. Hopefully that will work, and hopefully too with these vaccines. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, oh man, yeah. With the other questions, was there any questions about stings? And because I haven't gotten the paperwork yet, but
I'm
just because remember a week ago yesterday, I was out because of the wasp, which I'm going to the doctor to get tested and make sure.
Do
I need an EpiPen? Because it wasn't that. I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't to the point of, you know, some people and stings.
Ooh, my dad learned that he was allergic to bees. We had beehives. And we were, like, doing honey and everything for a while when I was a kid. And he would wear a suit.
Did those have to go?
The bees had to go. We luckily had a neighbor who came over and just took the hives from us. And they were like, we'll do it. You know, thanks for the
perfect.
Bees. But he got stung. And his, like, much like you, his tongue swelled up. His where he got stung was just... It was like on the hand, like you and his hand was like a baseball mitt, like a glove.
Yeah, it was my it's huge. It gets puffy and itchy and tight. You feel like it's just about to burst.
Yeah, he had to immediately go to the hospital. He was having like trouble breathing and stuff. So bye-bye bees.
Yeah. Yikes. All right. Well, we've got a lot of food talk.
Yes.
We got so much stuff coming up today. It's crazy.
Yes. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about in Hey, Good Looking, What You Got Cooking. Ghostbusters cereal is coming out. And Alexis is going to tell us about Digital Taco Bell. That's coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
It's a good song to do some runs. Hey guys, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, sans penis. Everyone loved that on Twitter, by the way, Dawn. It's just your girls, Alexis
That's
and Dawn,
right.
With you this morning.
Yep, and it's time for this.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Alexis.
Hey, real quick, Dawn.
Yeah.
Phil, you had a question. This is food related.
Oh, it is.
About Colombian coffee.
Oh, sure.
And why it might taste better.
Oh, good.
Phil, our unpaid researcher. Thank you, Phil. He says, the main factor that affects the taste of Colombian coffee is its perfect climate. So the higher the altitude, generally the better the taste of the bean. And so Colombian coffee is rich, mildly fruity, and chocolatey flavor because of its ideal weather conditions. So thank you very much.
Thanks,
for that.
Thanks, Phil. What I asked, though, was why it tastes better when you're in Colombia.
Oh, well, it's the freshness. That's what I'm going
fresh.
With that.
It's so the fresh. Fresh. Okay.
So fresh there. They just keep going. Yes. All right. So let's see. What do you got here?
I've got some Ghostbusters cereal.
Ooh.
This is going to be in the aisle, it looks like in November. It's called the Ghostbusters Afterlife cereal because that's what the name of the new movie is going
yeah.
to be.
Little marshmallow guys?
Yeah. General Mills is going to get you in the spirit and bring to life a fruity-flavored cereal complete with ghost and ectoplasm-shaped marshmallows.
Ooh.
Oh, my
It's so
God.
Smart.
Yeah.
Just to get that merch out. Especially,
yes.
This movie actually looks pretty good.
It does. And you know what? This is a throwback because there was Ghostbusters cereal, I found out, that was on shelves from 1985 to 90.
Oh,
so
wow.
For 5 years, they kept that going on.
I don't remember that. I wish that I did. But we couldn't have the sugary cereal.
They have to have the box glow in the dark, don't you think?
I think so. Or at least the marshmallows. I mean, that's not going to ruin your body at all.
I was going to say, is that safe to eat glow in the dark cereal? Yeah.
It could just show up, you know,
yeah,
black light your stomach. There could be something in there. It could
that's
start
true.
Glowing.
Yep, that's right. So anyway.
Are we going to try the cereal, guys?
I would try it. Do you remember a time, it feels like not that long ago, like 10 years ago, where they decided, America decided that cereal was evil and that kids shouldn't have it. And definitely any characters, like cartoony things on cereal boxes because it lured the children and it was bad for you. And so they banned characters.
Yeah,
do you
remember that?
What happened?
It worked on my folks because I didn't have any of that.
Oh, I didn't either. I had grape nuts, which we called rocks.
Yes, no grapes, no nuts.
And any kind of Chex and like oat bran. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, I had Rice Krispies.
Oh,
but
yeah.
just the Rice Krispies.
Yeah, that's it.
Cheerios, of course. That's good.
Yeah.
Honey Nut Cheerios was our little extra special treat.
Oh, well, I never got that. I don't even, that is foreign to me. Now, when we would go on a vacation, which was always camping, my mom would buy, I would get so excited about that mini pack of cereal that had like 8 choices in it.
Yes.
It had like Fruit Loops and Honey Nut Cheerios and Corn Pops were my favorite.
Oh my God,
those honeycombs. It was a special treat. I mean, that was like the highlight of the vacation, you know?
Yeah, that you get to finally have a little sweet cereal. That's so cute. Yeah. And it was a perfectly portioned because that's the big deal, right?
Yeah, and we would pour the milk in the box because that's what you're supposed to do because the liner is it's like wax paper and so it doesn't leak.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a good tip for you.
Oh, just put it right up in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Guys, Taco Bell has a digital-only restaurant.
What?
They're trying it out in Times Square. This sounds amazing and dangerous all at the same time because not only will it be fast Taco Bell, but they'll also be serving booze.
What?
Yeah.
In Times Square?
Right in the heart of Midtown.
Okay.
There'll be 10 kiosks where you can place your order and pay.
What?
Opposite the kiosk stand will be locked cubbies that dispense tacos, burritos, and chips.
Oh my God, that's scary. What if it's not fresh? Who put it in there? How long has it been in there?
There's an open kitchen, so you can watch them actually make your burritos wrapped up.
Gotcha.
And then it'll be heated. So, hey, another thing. Bring people back to New York City,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Faith in me brings me to tears.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Happy Friday, everybody. It's finally Friday. Yeah, I'm Alexis Dawn. Boys aren't here today. They both have the day off today.
Boys not allowed in the treehouse.
No boys allowed. That's right, Dawn. You guys, we have more food talk to get to, so let's go there now.
Something up with me.
Oh, hey, I've got some more info about the digital Taco Bell.
Yes, I want to know more about that. We didn't get a chance to really explore digital Taco Bell.
And how we can't wait to maybe visit this location.
Yes.
When we can finally travel again.
Yeah.
But if you missed it, Taco Bell, they're opening their first digital-only restaurant right in Times Square. So you order from these kiosks. It's an open kitchen, so you can see all of your stuff being made. It's not, like, made, you know, 4 days ago.
Oh,
and they just,
great.
Like, microwave it, and there you are. No.
And it's just a heated, revolving thing, like in college, whenever you would get those, food, like the sandwiches were pretty nasty.
Yep, none of that. Nope, it's fresh. So there's locked cubbies. They dispense all the food that you order. And then across the way will be a human that you can order beer from.
Oh my gosh.
So that sounds dangerous and delightful.
Let's go to the Taco Bell bar. I mean...
Yeah, and grab a beer while we're at it. It's all beer on tap.
Oh,
they're also going to be offering their menu, so a drink like their Twisted Freezies. You can add rum, tequila, or vodka. And they also have White Claw drinks, too.
Now, this is open air. Like, you just take your food and walk around. So is it legal to just have booze out on the street in New York like New Orleans?
Oh, that's a great question. I wonder.
Because there's literally drive-through places in New Orleans where you drive through and get liquor in your car. And then the way that it's a closed container, quote unquote, is that they put the top of the straw wrapper on it. And now it's a closed container. People aren't drinking it in their car. I mean, come on, please.
Yeah, or just park and drink it. Vegas does the same thing too, right? You can just order that big plastic.
Oh yeah,
huge
right.
2-foot guitar. Whatever you want in it. But I have a feeling this is going to be championship
for the company, and they're going to be rolling this out in other places, maybe minus the booze.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, depending on where it is, but yeah. Look
I think
that,
it's a
everybody.
Genius idea. I mean, it's really going to make people be able to get their food quicker because you eliminate, it's sort of eliminating a job, but maybe they'll have more people cooking to handle all of the orders and stuff. Because
yeah,
you eliminate that kiosks. Person taking the order.
Yep.
And that, you know, sometimes can really slow things down. I was at Zantigo. Couple weeks ago, which has the best Cholitos ever.
They but, do, huh? I've actually never been to one.
Oh my gosh. Well, MC was like, oh, have you ever been to Zantigo? And I'm like, no, what's that? And he's like, oh, let's go. So the first time was good, but then we went back the next week and this poor girl was training and she was very soft spoken. And the cook back there was like, you know, because she just kept taking orders and not delivering any of the food. And he's like, you need to just stop now and deliver these. Then he would come out from behind the line. So,
oh right.
Anyway,
hopefully none of that.
Digital Taco Bell sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Angel made some mashed potatoes last night. Now, look, this is it's nothing revolutionary, but to me, it felt like it.
Yeah.
My mom made mashed potatoes with butter and some like cream, basically.
Yeah.
Makes them really good. He added, now, maybe you're going to be like, Alexis, everyone's been doing this.
I don't know. No.
Since, like, how long ago? He added cream cheese. And it made it so good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think I've had those before. My daughter makes some good mashed potatoes, too. I don't know what she puts in them. But I think she just puts, like, cheese. I know that she keeps some of the peels in there from the potato, which is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So
even the baby liked it too. That was the other thing.
Oh God, he likes everything.
Oh, he right eats now. Guys, he eats everything. I'm so happy that he does because and he's like, like
yum.
You can tell when he really likes it too because he starts making that yum noise.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty funny because I was finishing King Kong, which deep tease, 8:30. We are gonna review.
we did King our homework Kong. And we're gonna do it. Yeah.
Yes, we did. And of course we'll have Holly back to give us another assignment. But I'm watching that, you know. It's a loud movie.
It's so the music. Oh my! Well, we shouldn't get into it too much, but
yeah, it's like another character. And so he had finished the potatoes. I was like, oh, you got to try these. So I took a bite, and I was like, that's so good. That passy in the boy's mouth came out so fast, and he was like, like give me a bite, Poppy.
He's like, give me some. Too? Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
How cute.
And then he's like, well, if I give you a bite, I have to give him a bite too. And I'm like, yes, you do. I don't care if I've already brushed his teeth. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So we just did it again. Those teeth are popping in. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, much that hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, we'll talk more about him later because my kid thinks he's a dog, and I'll tell you about that later on.
8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about how Zen thinks he's a dog.
Yeah, he needs friends, guys, bad.
My God.
And then, do we have time to talk about Red Lobster?
Yeah,
what's going on with their chicken sandwich?
So everybody has a chicken sandwich now. Well, Red Lobster has gotten in on the game, and they have added a new Nashville hot chicken sandwich. So if you are, sometimes people don't like seafood and then everyone's like, we're going to Red Lobster.
We're doing some chicken.
You know, the hot chicken sandwich is served on a, I hate descriptive words about food. The Nashville hot chicken sandwich is served on a buttery toasted brioche bun and features two crispy white meat chicken tenders. The chicken tenders are hand breaded and are tossed in a spicy Nashville hot seasoning and sweet honey butter, making them a perfect collaboration of flavors. Every sandwich is finished off with pickled peppers and ranch and is served with your choice of a side.
Wow.
I mean, looks pretty good, I got to admit.
That sounds delicious. I was going to say, maybe the kids would want that too, because a lot of times...
Sure.
I wasn't really into seafood until later in life.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, my parents would go to Red Lobster every once in a while, and I would eat, I think, just shrimp.
Yeah.
But I didn't want, like, a huge shrimp pasta or something like that. And I just kind of wanted some fries and, you know, I don't even know if they had chicken as an option then. It was probably a big old grilled chicken breast. And I was like, I guess I'll just eat shrimp. So this is really
good.
Good
option.
This is good. And they're getting in now, on the chicken sandwich game.
Yeah. Well, everybody is.
Yeah.
At some point, are we going to be done with the chicken sandwich? But it is pretty tasty. And then after Seaspiracy, have you watched that yet on Netflix?
I have not. I'm afraid to because of all the sea action, and I don't love the sea.
Oh, that's right. There's a lot of fishing going on. So
there's a lot of water. Is there a lot of underwater shots? Underwater shots?
There are some, especially when they do the farm-raised salmon. They go underneath to see, and then these fish.
No.
It's what you're seeing plus the water. Oh, yeah, this is not going to be good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, but I can't really questions seafood consumption for me.
Right. Yeah. You're really second guessing whether or not you should even be eating it, which is really sad.
Yeah.
You know, because I do love seafood. I love crab, lobster, shrimp, scallops.
Same.
Oh.
Yum. Oh, man, I'm hungry.
I know.
We're going to eat in the break.
That's what we're doing here for people. We're giving them their food talk there. I also can't watch that octopus show either that Donna loves.
Oh, that's
the octopus teacher.
All underwater. I think he's out of the water for 0.5 seconds, but otherwise, it's all down there. It's really good, but no. I would say no to that too, Don.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's all right. I'll be fine.
Need some high skydiving.
Yeah. Desert
mountain
movies.
Climbing.
For sure. Yeah.
Stuff for you.
It's all good. I'll live.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
What do we have coming up next here? What do you want to talk about? We have so much stuff to talk about today.
Okay, I want to ask if you believe Sharon Osbourne when she says that she did not watch the first episode of The Talk when it came back without her.
Okay, we will do that next coming up on My Talk 107.1. Testing me, but
still I'm losing it. Well, that's one way to move on. Curious to see, Dawn, what you think about Sharon Osbourne and what she said about The Talk when it returned. It's Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1. Without Jason, without Kenny. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. We're going to say it like 1,000 times.
Yeah, we are, just to make up for all the times we couldn't say it before. So thank you for indulging that with me. I want Friday socks.
Oh,
so,
I'm sure they exist.
I've seen a few now. There's lots of tweets about that. So thank you very much for telling me about that and that it even exists. So we'll be getting some. Do you want a pair, Dawn?
We can be twins. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Sharon Osbourne. So I'm curious to see what you think and what you would do if you were Sharon.
Okay.
So let's rewind to March. So The Talk was off for a month. This is way back when Sharon Osbourne, she was defending her friend Piers Morgan over these alleged racist comments that he made about Meghan Markle.
Right.
And Sharon got upset and she kind of demanded that her black co-hosts educate her, telling them not to cry.
Like, don't cry. Like, stop crying.
Yeah.
That's just so
condescending. Yeah, well, the show came back without her. She chose to leave.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about that. But Sharon says that she did not watch it at all. Do we believe her? / if you were Sharon, would you have watched it?
Oh, gosh. Because she's in a lawsuit? Isn't she in a lawsuit with them? Like, she has suing, what is it, ABC?
Would she be suing?
Or maybe she isn't anymore, but they were
because
in some,
they paid her off. They paid her off.
There's probably nothing. Yeah. Okay.
She is going to be on, with Bill Maher.
Okay.
Bill Maher, about what happened, and she's going to talk about it.
And I'm sure he's going to play some clips from the show and what they said about it.
So yes.
Why would you want to not be prepared for yourself to hear something for the first time and you're on camera.
Thank you. And Bill, he was let go from ABC about 20 years ago. So, you know, he's going to have some things to say about it as well. So,
oh, that's right. It's the same network.
It is the same network. Ooh. So it is ABC. So there's that as well. I just think even without the interview, and look, I rarely listen to our show again. I feel like we've lived it, been there, done that. I will hear.
No, absolutely not.
Everything that. Oh, no. But this would be a different situation because I want to know what they're saying.
I want to know what they're saying about me and how they're spinning it.
But she insists that she didn't and that she's ready to move on, but she's moving on with an interview about it. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. But. Of course, that's today. We'll all be watching, and I'm sure we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
Just to see what she says about it and what he has to say about it, too.
Okay, so that is today that she's talking to
real time.
Bill Maher.
Yep.
Okay.
With him, yep. So she plans to discuss her ideals instead of giving a gossipy play-by-play of the events that ended her gig at the talk.
Okay.
That was the tease that the show kind of released, because she's just done talking about race.
Yeah, she's done talking about it. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. It's just so hard to tell. You know, if it was just this incident, I would be, I would really feel still for Cheryl. Like, that was a terrible thing that she was, you know, it's really hurt by that. And I totally get that.
Yep.
But if it was just this one incident with Sharon, I would be a little bit more forgiving, but as we've heard from like Leah Remini, she said racist things.
There's a pattern.
There is a pattern for sure about other and also homophobic stuff. So it's just like you can't do that. If you feel that in your heart, I guess express it at home, but you can't do that. Well, I mean, I don't know. Some people are just, think things are funny and they're not. But just to, like, in the workplace, are you kidding me? No way. That's just uncalled for. I'm surprised that maybe somebody did call her out on it. I don't know, but.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
Yeah.
I just worry sometimes with these shows, and I know being PC, and it's just beyond being PC when you're actually. Spouting racism or homophobia.
Yeah.
But even in that show on Monday on the talk, Cheryl, they were definitely tiptoeing.
Were they? I didn't see it.
Being very careful about what they were saying still.
Okay.
And part of me also just thinks, are we neutering everyone when it
just
comes
let
to
it
talking
out.
About
right.
this? Like, how do you really feel? Part of what's going on, this awakening on all different levels, whether it's race or gender or sexuality, that's really good is that we are having conversations about it and real conversations, but how real are they when everyone is like tiptoeing around it? Sometimes you just don't know. I always think about my dad. He was in a Marine and he had never left Burnsville, Minnesota.
Right.
And this is when it was like farmland.
Sure.
He went to Burnsville High School. He enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Right.
And on his way down to Florida to train, he had to stop and do his laundry.
Uh-huh.
So he went into the laundromat. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this, Don.
No, I'm totally, if I'm just like, if I look, I'm good, I want to hear what happened.
This absolutely relates because he, he had to stop in Georgia and do his laundry. So he looked at the laundromat and one side said white and one side said colored.
Oh.
So my dad, he separated his laundry, whites and colored clothes. So he's doing his laundry.
He did the whites on the white side, and he didn't get that colored.
Meant your skin color. He had no idea.
Oh, my God, how hideous that even existed. I can't.
Right. And this was early 70s?
Early 70s?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about our country, we're young. We are a baby. We're not even in the toddler form. We're like an embryo.
Oh, my God.
And so, and also think my folks, biracial, them getting married was illegal too. So it just, not then, but it's a very short time period when you think about how baby our country is. So he's doing his laundry. He's in the colored side, you know, scrounging up, changing it
his
from wash to dry. And someone came in and said, "What are you doing, boy?" And he was like, "You're calling me boy? What's going?" You know. Yeah. So I'm only bringing this up because there's some he was so sheltered.
Yeah.
And it's not even sheltered. He didn't know a black person.
Right.
He did not know any until really he met my mom and they, you know, whatever.
Fell in love
and lots of friends. And, you know, she had a lot of black friends. And so anyway, it's just so
you can be in a place of ignorance and not know that you're ignorant.
Exactly. But not know it. And it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. So it's kind of it's like two different things there. Like what your dad experienced was just ignorance, but there's no malice behind it.
No.
And Sharon Osbourne knows better, you know?
Exactly.
But she's ignorant to how someone would feel. Maybe she was just joking around about those things that she said backstage to Sarah. Maybe she was laughing or some of the other things that went on, and she thinks it's just okay because she thinks they're friends. But that's not, you just shouldn't ever go there because it's, you know, it's a deep hurt that people feel to be singled out as your race. I mean,
well, because you still have, you know, all of your experiences that you don't know where someone's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so unfortunate to me. I hope that there's hope for this friendship, that they can come back and talk together instead of going over and doing an interview with someone else or talking about it without them there, which I know that they had to do, because how do you move on from that without addressing the elephant in the room?
Right.
It's just, oh, it's just so sad because you're right. There's friendship involved. There's their experiences and a whole bunch of different things. But
yeah.
Wow. Ooh. All right. Didn't think we'd go there, but there we are.
It's good conversation. It's great. Yes. I've got some UFO news that I want to talk about.
Please.
Alexis, yes. And that's coming up after the Dirt Alert in just a few minutes on My Talk 107.1.
That you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.